Good afternoon to you from the sports team. Let's start this one off with some cricket. The Hollybet Dolphins have a big chance of booking a spot in the CSA T20 Challenge final. Now they face the Daffabet Warriors in a home semi-final tomorrow at Kingsmead Stadium. The Dolphins' solid form has led them into a five-game winning streak, which has led them to that semi-final. The first semi between the Momentum Multiplier Titans and the DP World Lions kicks off at 6 p.m. this evening. And then over to some football. Talks have begun between Liverpool and Feyenoord about making Arne Slot their next manager. Jurgen Klopp will step down at the end of the season. Compensations likely to be in the region of £9 million. But it's understood that Slot wants the move and that negotiations could progress quickly. Ending off with some rugby, the Lions will try to follow up their impressive victory over Leinster by beating another Irish giant on Saturday at Ellis Park. Now they face Munster, who confirmed their status as defending URC champions with a big win at Loftus against the Bulls. The scrum has become a potent weapon as the Lions draw inspiration from the Springboks' famous bomb squad. Scrum coach Julian Redelingase is happy with the depth amongst the forwards.
I really believe the strength of the pack at this moment is the competition between the guys. These guys scrum against each other every week and really make each other better. And I think all of us have watched Chasing the Sun, and that's what you can see with the box as well. Their toughest scrumming opposition is on Wednesdays, not on Saturdays. So that's lucky for us to say we can use our subs, we can use our impact players.
That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.